It's 6:04. Good morning. I'm Eric Hodge. This is news from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. The U.S. Department of Education has awarded the state another $10 million to expand charter schools. Cole Del Charco reports.
This latest grant brings the total to almost $37 million from the federal government to grow charter school enrollment over the next 5 years. Specifically, the $10 million is aimed at getting more disadvantaged students into charter schools. That includes students who are learning English or growing up in low-income households. The money will support expanding high-performing charter schools. It will also pay for the state to develop best practices for teaching disadvantaged students and train school leaders. Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Cary-based Epic Games has announced it will not ban players or content creators for political speech. This comes after Blizzard Entertainment, a rival video game maker, banned one of its players for expressing support for protesters in Hong Kong. Epic CEO Tim Sweeney tweeted, quote, "Epic supports the rights of Fortnite players and creators to speak about politics and human rights," end quote. The Wake County Boys and Girls Club is partnering with Google to teach teenagers career-building skills. The tech giant originally developed the program for school classrooms, but is working with the Boys and Girls Club of America to pilot a tailored version for after school. Google representative Tia Bethia says the program aims to prepare kids for any kind of career by teaching skills like resume writing or using Excel.
We want them to be able to build budgets and have tools and resources that are there for them to be able to take that next step.
Six Boys and Girls Clubs are participating in cities across the country, including Raleigh, Atlanta, and Denver. There are high surf and flood advisories along the North Carolina coast through tomorrow. It'll be sunny today with highs near 80. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.